Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Ashley and Jess with your 11am Zedlines. In local news, the Queensland Supreme Court's ruling that the COVID-19 mandates of some frontline workers were unlawful is predicted to be the first of many claims and may influence other states. Justice Glenn Martin held that QPS and QAS policies breach Section 58 of the Human Rights Act, which requires employees to make decisions that are compatible with human rights. Premier Stephen Miles said the Queensland government is seeking Crown Law advice in light of the court decision.
With the 12% surge in beef production this year has come new jobs for locals in the Southern Hemisphere's largest beef abattoir located in Dinmore, west of Brisbane. JBS Dinmore has hired 300 new staff to cope with the growth, giving the facility the capacity to process 1 in 10 of Australian cows sent to slaughter. 80% of the new hires are Queensland residents, with the program also including school-based traineeships and opportunities for school leavers.
In national news, Australian intelligence has found a retired politician was recruited by an international spy ring and in one plot attempted to introduce a prime minister's family to their foreign handlers. Former Treasurer Joe Hockey warns every politician's loyalty will be in question until the traitor politician is named. The Australian Security Intelligence Organisation's Mike Burgess believes the problem has been neutralised and the politician would not repeat their actions now foreign interference laws could be used against them.
A New South Wales coroner delivered her findings this morning into the decades-long disappearance of Marion Barter, who was last seen at a Queensland bus stop in 1997. She disappeared shortly after changing her name, quitting her job, selling her house, and then telling her family she was moving overseas to the United Kingdom. Coroner Therese O'Sullivan delivered her findings to the Lidcombe Court, which included a party of note by the name of Rick Bloom, who she contends may have exploited Marion for financial gain. Therese also confirmed that Marion is likely deceased and would have passed around or after late 1997.
In international news, doctors are forewarning of the reality for many pregnant women in Gaza, where 1 in 5 expecting mothers at a central clinic are malnourished. The United Nations are aware of areas of widespread famine and malnutrition across the enclave, as food, fuel, and medical shipments have decreased significantly. A hospital in northern Gaza, the last functioning one in the area, was forced to suspend medical services earlier this week due to these shortages.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 28 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 32 degrees. The UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is an extreme band. That's all your news for 11am. We'll be back at 10 tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.